Milan-based artist Richard Gorman is in Dublin this week for the RHA's View 2015 Contemporary Art Fair, where he just won the inaugural Savills Art Prize. He spoke to Culturefile about his new working practices living with Parkinson's and about his recent design work on a set of scarves for Hermes and about the life of an artist in exile.
They're good, aren't they? Oh, here.
Well, it was Shannon Airport, and there was a farmer of a certain age with a flat cap, and he was waiting at arrivals, and somebody fell into conversation with him and said, well, obviously you're waiting for somebody, and he said, yes, my brother, he's been in Boston for 40 years and I haven't seen him since. He said, oh, very emotional, and he said, yes. And he said, how have you arranged to meet? You won't recognise him. And he said, well, of course not. 40 years is a long time. But he'll recognise me. I haven't been away. Well, I think the award is a brilliant thing, and it's substantial. It's €5,000, I understand it is, which is quite a lot of money, which helps the whole thing roll on. My mother was always worried about me. She said, I liked the best of everything, but I had no interest in making money, which is probably still the case. But it's very nice when something lands like this, and I'm proud about it. I knew we'd made something good when we were making it, and it was really enjoyable to make. And it is something I do collaborations quite a lot, which I'll be doing perhaps more now, because as things get a bit more difficult with the Parkinson's bit, it helps very much to work with other people at this point. Next year I'll be 70, and I can see things are going to get tougher with this. But I want to keep making things.
I have Parkinson's, so this is the kind of nice. I'm obsessed with making sharp lines, non-wobbly lines, in a way.
The Hermes thing has been, to be fair, is brilliant. They're really respectful. They never asked me to do anything I didn't want to do. I have a friend called Nathalie de Pasquier, who was a founder member of Memphis in Milan, and they were looking at her with the thought of making a silk scarf, and they looked at her website, and on her website was three or four artists who she likes, whose work she likes, but essentially who she likes. They connected with me, and they asked me to propose a scarf as a design, but I'm not a designer, so I decided to make a painting the exact size as a scarf, paint it as I usually paint it, and they liked it, and we made a set of six scarves with different colour variations, which I chose. The essential motif of the painting was a kind of a peanut shape, and the scarf was called Squeeze, which is a kind of a game of that it looked like a squeezed form in the middle because of the peanut shape, and also the little aside in how somebody's girlfriend is their squeeze, and it seemed like a nice kind of title. And then Veronique, who is in charge of the men's collection, liked it and asked could she use that imagery in some of the autumn-winter collection. I've always done what I want. You know, it's brought another amazing thing, which is, I've nothing against design, but it's not what I do. I like the freedom of being able to do whatever I want. Well, radio is part of my life, like it is like most artists. But music I tend to listen to. If I'm preparing canvases, I might listen to, I don't know, Lynyrd Skynyrd or something, get me buzzing. But if I'm painting, it would be Bach or Baroque. I like Baroque. The kind of constant going around and around it has. I have a studio in a street called Via Fara, which is near Stazione Centrale. And I don't really even live in Milan. I live in that one street, which is kind of like a village. I like Milan. It's got a lot of qualities. It's a kind of a hidden city. There are big doorways, portone, which behind there are courtyards, which are beautiful. But you don't see them from the street. Also, there's very little tourism because there's not so much to look at in a cultural sense. But essentially, it's not somewhere that people stay overnight. So if you're there and you're a foreigner, not necessarily a tourist. So I found that refreshing after cities like Paris, where you're seen as just passing through. In a sense, the reason I'm there is that if you go away to somewhere, you can invent yourself by being what you do and being recognized for that only and nothing else in your life. And since our perception of ourselves is colored by our perception of other people's perception of us, you can completely be the fabrication of your own decision, which is, I think, necessary if you're going to make something. You have to start from being something, which is kind of semi-coherent, because one's life is not separate from what one makes.
Richard Gorman there, and his work alongside many other Irish artists can be seen at View 2015 in the RHA on Ely Place in Dublin until Sunday at 6 p.m. And Culturefile will be landing back in Milan next week for our special week of Autumn in Italy programmes. Meantime, tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. it's the Culturefile Weekly, featuring, among others, Nina Conti, Kathy Leaney, Eleanor Flegg and Catherine Boucher-Berg.